This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. Welcome to the stream. We are back with our chat and chill session on Thursday. Let me get these lights right. It's a little bit dark. There we go. How is everybody doing today? How you guys doing? Hope everyone is well. All of you that are in here. Dante, assalamu alaikum. Anissa, assalamu alaikum. GERC87, assalamu alaikum. Anissa, assalamu alaikum. Yes, if you are here watching, make sure you hit a like button on that stream. Help us out with the algorithm and all those good things, because that really does help the stream. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate you. How is everybody doing? I think it looks like it's a little dark today. Hold on. Let me see if I can put that ISO up just a little bit. There we go. We'll go 800. 800. 800. That looks better. That looks better. How does that look? How does that look? How does that lighting look? Look better now? It was a little bit dark before. I think with this ISO, we're doing a little bit better. Mr. Big Ball, assalamu alaikum. Can you get advice? Stop watching movies, Shuriken Magic, Harry Potter. I dig these movies and shows. You just gotta stop watching them. You gotta change them. You gotta change them with something else. And he said, "This is better. Is that better? Okay, good. I still don't look too dark. We good? We good now? Okay, good now. There we go. It was a little bit too dark because I switch it up for my sessions. I have it a little bit dimmer, so I had to switch it up. I hope you guys are all doing well. We're gonna have a little chat today. We have a little chat, and then Muhammad Sirajuddin, know what? And then we'll do some Q&A. We'll do some hanging out. That's the whole goal of the stream, as you guys know. Our Thursday stream is just to hang out and chat and chill with you guys. But first, we'll talk about something important. Bismillah alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. My mic's not connected. What happened here? Where did my mic go? Can you guys hear me? Because, yeah, it doesn't look like my mic is connected for some reason. Can you guys hear me? Okay, you guys can hear. All right. I was like, what is happening here? Because even on my Streamlabs, it's not showing my mic, which is very, very weird. Even on my Streamlabs, it's not showing... Oh, no. Yeah, it has janked up. Hold on a second. Now you should be... Let's see. Hold on. Now you should be able to hear me better. Hold on, I'm just double checking right here. Alright, you guys should be able to hear me a lot better now. There we go. I was like, what is happening here? Oh, there's an echo. I knew there was something wrong. Give me a second, guys. Yep, there is an echo. Just give me a second, guys. Settings. Alright, now is there an echo? Now is there an echo? Did we fix the echo? Let me know if we fixed the echo, guys. Did we fix the echo? Echo's gone now? Echo's gone now? Still an echo? Alright. Give me 1 second.
Now there should be no echo. Should be no echo now. Did I fix it now? We got the echo fixed now? All right, there we go. that was a little mission today. Everything tried to go sideways on me. There we go. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody who just jumped in the stream. I appreciate you guys here. Appreciate you guys are here. All right, now we can get started. I was like, something did not look right with my audio. I knew something wasn't right. Okay, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'du. I want to talk about mercy today. Mercy. Because I've had a lot of people coming to me lately, especially in my counseling sessions. I've had a lot of people coming to me lately talking about they don't feel like they deserve forgiveness. They feel like they've done so much in their life that they don't feel like they deserve to be forgiven. I don't know how many of you have ever felt like that. And I myself at points have felt like that. You know, sometimes we feel like we do so many things that, we don't feel like we deserve to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, today that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful and the most compassionate. And there are only a couple of ways that you are not forgiven. Other than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He forgives all sins. I say it so many times in my talks and in my lectures that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kulli bani Adam khata' al khayru khata'ina tawwabun," that every son of Adam sins, but the best of those who sin are those who repent. So the best of human beings, since all human beings sin, the best of those who sin are those who repent. I want to ask you something, brothers and sisters. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you, do you think He knew all of the sins that you were going to commit? Yes or no? And let me see in the chat. When Allah created you, do you think all the mistakes that you were going to make, do you think that Allah already knew them already? Definitely. Allah already knew everything that you were going to do. But He created you anyway. And He allowed you to be guided as a Muslim anyway. Therefore, He knew you were going to do those things and has given you a path to come back to Him. He has given you a path to come back to Him through tawbah, through repentance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and He placed Adam and Eve in the garden, right? How many rules did they have? How many rules did Adam and his wife Hawa have in the garden of paradise that they resided in? One. Nobody. One. They had one rule, right? One rule. How many rules do we have? So many, right? So many rules. They had one rule. They had one rule, and that was to not eat from the forbidden tree. And guess what? They broke the one rule. They broke the one rule that Allah told them not to do. Shaitan tricked them both, and they broke that one rule. And Allah banished them from paradise. Now, there is a story in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, under verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 30 through 40, of the story when Adam alayhi salam was taken out of the garden and his wife. He had a conversation with Allah, and I want you guys to listen very closely to me. I've said this so many times, but you know, not everybody hears everything I say or every talk I've done. So the conversation went like this. Allah and Adam had a conversation. Adam asked Allah, "My Lord, did you not create me with your own hands?" And Allah said, "Yes, I did." Then Adam asked, "My Lord, did you not breathe into me the breath of life and cause me to live?" Allah said, "Yes, I did." Adam said, "My Lord, when I became alive and I sneezed," because the first thing we know that Adam alayhi salam did when he came to life was he sneezed, "did you not say to me, Yarhamukullah, may Allah have mercy upon you?" He said, "Yes, I did." So then Adam said, "Okay, this is the wise question of our father Adam alayhi salam." He said, "Then did you not know that I was going to eat from that tree even though you told me not to do so? Even though you told us not to eat from the tree, didn't you know we were going to do it anyway?" And Allah said, "Yes, yes, I knew." So Adam then said, "My Lord, then can you not have mercy on us for something you already knew that we were going to do?" And Allah said, "Yes." And He taught them to say, "My Lord, I have wronged my own soul. If you don't have mercy on me and forgive me, I shall surely be one of the losers." So you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching us a lesson from the very beginning. And that lesson was what makes us Khalifa. What makes us so amazing. When Allah decided to create Adam alayhi salam, He said to the angels, "Inni ja'ilun fil ardi Khalifa." Indeed, I am going to place on the earth something special, a Khalifa. And everybody who heard that knew that what Allah was going to create was something special, something unique, something unlike anything else, that He was going to favor it above all other things. So the angels had a question for Allah. "Our Lord, Are you going to place on it one who is going to cause mischief and shed blood while we celebrate your praises day and night? The angels asked Allah, if you want to be worshipped more, then just create more of us. We worship you without question because we don't have a free will. But before us, Allah had created the jinn and he had given them a free will. And the angels had witnessed what they do. So they asked Allah, are you going to put one on the earth, a khalifa? You're going to give him such a special place who is going to cause mischief and shed blood? Now, brothers and sisters, were the angels right about us? Were they right? Yes or no? Were they right? Were we going to cause mischief and shed blood? Yes. How many generations was it before the angels were proven right? How many generations had to pass before the angels were proven right about us being blood shedders and mischief makers? Who was the first? One generation. Literally, Adam's own son killed his brother. And began the mischief and bloodshed. So the angels were proven right very quickly. And Allah knew this. But when the angels asked him, are you going to place one on it who creates mischief and shed blood while we celebrate your days, your praises day and night? What did Allah respond by saying? Did he explain himself? What did he say? He said, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. I know what you do not know. I know what you don't know. And then Allah gave Adam such an amazing position, taught him the names of everything, taught everything to bow, made everything bow down to him. Allah knew something about us as human beings, and that is the quality of being able to commit sin. Now, I'm not saying that it gives you a free rein, brothers and sisters. No. We try to avoid sin. We try to avoid mistakes. But we're never going to avoid them completely. It's impossible. Kullu bani Adam khata. Every son of Adam makes mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that by creating mankind who could... Oh, here comes the bird. By creating mankind who could choose to obey or disobey, and he knew that there would be among them people whom he would guide, people who would make mistakes and come back to him and repent, and he would forgive them. Because this is true power. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawi. He is al-qawi. He is powerful. Look at what he has created. He created the heavens and the earth. He created the sun and the moon and the stars. He created the universe. Everything that exists is by his kun fayakun, saying be and it is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create a creation like you or I that would make mistakes and come back to him, and he would forgive them even though he has the right to punish them. That is true power. That is the true fulfillment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says he is ar-Rahman, he is ar-Rahim, he is al-Wudud, he is al-Latif. That is the fulfillment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he took an oath with himself before creating creation. He said, my mercy will overcome my anger. Allah's mercy shows its truest form in you and I. When we commit a mistake and we know we've done wrong and we go back to Allah and ask him to forgive us and he forgives us. Even if we commit one mistake, brothers and sisters, listen to me. Even if we commit one mistake, Allah has every right to throw us into hell forever. Do you know that? Allah possesses every right to throw you in hell for your sins. Because Allah created you, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind and jinn but to worship me. Therefore, if you do anything contrary to that, Allah has the right to throw you into hell forever. And you could not blame anyone but yourself. You would not be able to blame anyone but yourself. That is Allah's right. But Allah has chosen for himself that he is going to be merciful. He introduces himself in 113 out of 114 chapters in the Quran. He introduces himself as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, as the most merciful, the most especially merciful to those who believe. And when we turn to him, he is there waiting for us to be forgiven, waiting for us. When Aisha radiallahu anha waradaha, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, O Messenger of Allah, if I find the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the best night of the year, the night on which worship is considered the same as worshipping for 1,000 months. She said, My messenger, my husband, my beloved, if I find this night, what should I do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to say this dua. Who knows this dua? You can type in Arabic or English, whichever one you like. Who knows this dua that on the most powerful night of the year, the best night of the year, what was the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha radiallahu anha wa radaha to say? For those of you here in the stream, 40 of you, please hit that thumbs up button and help the algorithm push your boys' little stream on out there. I would much highly appreciate it. What was the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha to say on the most powerful night of the year? I'll give you guys a second. Anybody? There it is. That is it. Yasmin Sheikh. Allahumma inni afuun tuhibbul afwa fafu anni. This is what he taught her to say. Allahumma inni afuun. Oh Allah, you are merciful. Tuhibbul afwa. And you love to forgive. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fafu anni. Oh Allah, you are merciful, you are forgiving, and you love to forgive, so forgive me. Look at this. Out of all of the things we could do on that night, out of all of the other things we could do on that night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her to say, Oh Allah, you are forgiving, and you love to forgive. Fafu anni. So have mercy on me. This shows us that Allah's true intention is to show how great and how powerful and majestic he is by the mercy that he shows to his creation, and by the special mercy he shows to those who believe. The special mercy he shows to those who believe. Subhanallah. Our Lord is a merciful Lord, the most merciful, more merciful than any human being has the capacity to be, or any human being has the capacity to understand. That is our Lord. That is whom we serve. That is whom we worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhul jalali wal ikram.
New super chat. Mandatory viewing is now in
effect. MashaAllah, GZ with the 100.
Salam alaikum ya Yasha. I love you for Allah's sake. May Allah have mercy on you and your family.
May Allah have mercy on you and your family as well. May Allah make this heavy for you on your scale of deeds on the day of judgment. May Allah bless you and grant you eternal goodness, inshallah, and reward you for supporting what I'm trying to do over here. May Allah bless you, GZ. I have much love for you. And may the one whom you love me for love you in return, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. On top of that, brothers and sisters, I could go on for a long time, but we'll keep this short and sweet and simple. Nasib, assalamu alaikum. On top of that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
Subscription received.
Thank you very much, Light Slayer, for becoming a subscriber. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you did not sin, right? For those of you out there who think that the goal is not to sin, the goal is not to sin. We don't want to sin, no. But we're going to. It's going to happen. It's not a free reign. Don't get it twisted, brothers and sisters. But it's going to happen. And for people who try to make it seem as if other people should be perfect and that we should be perfect human beings, which we are incapable of being, I remind you that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you did not sin, then Allah would destroy the entirety of your creation. If you did not sin, Allah would destroy the entirety of your creation. And then replace you with people who did sin and then return to him so that he could forgive them. Because this is his most powerful attribute, is that he forgives even when he has the right to punish. Allah loves us more than a mother loves her children. A true mother, the love she has for her children is that she would lay down her life for them. I would give, if it was permissible, I would give my own heart to one of my children if they needed it. Allah loves us more than that. And He desires for us to have paradise. He did not create paradise to be empty. He created paradise to be full of those who believe. All you have to do, brothers and sisters, is if you make a mistake, fix it. Return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to forgive you. If you are concerned about your sins, that is the path to repentance. If your sins bother you, that is the path to repentance. So repent to Allah frequently. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I repent to Allah between 70 to 100 times a day, and He was the best of creation. He was the best of mankind. So how much more should we be doing? There are only three types of sin that are not forgiven. Three types of sins that need to be dealt with, right? Every other type of sin, when you sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you commit a mistake, you go back to Allah and you ask Him to forgive you. You go back to Allah and you ask Him to forgive you. And He forgives you. And I'll tell you something about these sins and good deeds in just a moment as we wrap this up. The first type of sin that is not forgiven is shirk. That is done knowingly. To commit shirk knowingly, meaning that you know exactly what you're doing, but yet you worship something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or give something else the rights that only belong to Allah. You break the rules of Tawheed. That is not forgiven. That is something that has to be dealt with on the Day of Judgment in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's just no way, there's no getting around that. You can repent for it as much as you want, but it is still something you are going to have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment and deal with Him. The second sin that is not forgiven is sin against other people. Sin against other people. Sins against other people have to be dealt with other people. So if you commit a wrong towards another person, you have to clear that wrong up with that person. You have to try to clear that wrong up with that person. If you've spoken behind somebody's back, you need to try to ask them to forgive you. Or if you can't ask them to forgive you, then try to speak well of them and try to make up for it. Those things have to be made up with the people whom you wronged. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to forgive you on behalf of someone else. On behalf of someone else. Allah is not going to forgive you on behalf of someone else. You have to deal with that person. And if you don't, then it will be dealt with on the Day of Judgment in a place is known as Al-Qantara. That is where all of the misdeeds between human beings will be dealt with. That has to be dealt with. So it's better to deal with it in this life. And the third thing that is not forgiven is sins that you do not repent for. Unrepentant sins. Sins that you have not repented for are sins that you're going to have to answer to in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment. So always, always repent. Always, always repent. Always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matthew, no. If you did it unknowingly and unknowingly, then ask Allah to forgive you for that, but you did not know and you can be forgiven. I'll give you one little small last tidbit, brothers and sisters. This was our little reminder today. One little last tidbit, and then I'll start taking some of your questions, inshallah. You know there are two angels that write our deeds, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them kiram and katibin, honorable writers. There are two angels that write all of our deeds. There is an angel that writes our good deeds and an angel that writes our bad deeds. And those angels have a system. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never despair. Despairing of the mercy of Allah is actually another sin. To despair and not think that Allah can forgive you is actually another sin. Let me tell you the system upon which these angels are told to operate as we close. The angel who writes your good deeds, the angel who writes your good deeds, he is told, whenever my slave does a good deed, write it down immediately. immediately it is written down. And then that good deed is given its weight according to its intention. Either one good deed, 10 good deeds, 100, 1,000, however many Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala registers it as. But the angel who is writing your bad deeds, he is put on a delay system. He is told, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is told to wait for a time. How long, we don't know, because the hadith just says for a time. But he is told to wait for a time and don't write it down yet. Why do you think the angel that writes your bad deeds is told to wait? Why do you think the angel that writes your bad deeds, your sins, your misdeeds, your mistakes, why do you think that angel is told to wait and don't write it down immediately? There you go, nobody. Tawbah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to see if his slave comes back, even though he knows, but Allah is waiting for his slave to come back and repent. And if you come back and repent before that time is passed, then that angel is told to not write it. Don't write it down. It is as if it never happened. It is as if it never even happened. Subhanallah. But then if you don't repent, the angel writes it. But it's not in permanent marker. It's not in permanent ink. Because if you later on come back and make tawbah for that sin and repent for that sin, then the angel is told to erase it from your record. Erase it from your record. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the believers to go to paradise. And he has given us such an easy path if we only understood it. If we only understood it. Yes, getting to paradise is not easy. We're going to have to go through hardships and difficulties and turmoils and avoid temptation, all of these things. But even if we mess it up, even if we mess it up and we do the wrong thing, Allah has created an easy path for us to come back to him. All we have to do is go to our Lord, pray 2 rak'ah, and then ask your Lord to forgive you. After every salah, ask Allah to forgive you. As many times a day as possible, ask Allah to forgive you. Before you go to bed at night, make sure one of the last things you say before you sleep is, my Lord, have mercy on me. My Lord, forgive me. You know the sins I have committed, even the ones I have forgotten. You know them. And I know I have wronged my own soul. I cannot harm you in the least, but I have harmed my own soul by disobeying you. Please forgive me. This is the path to paradise. Because the only people who will make it to paradise are the people whom Allah has forgiven. Paradise, brothers and sisters, paradise, other than the prophets and messengers, paradise is going to be full of forgiven sinners. Paradise is going to be full of forgiven sinners. If going to paradise depended on perfection, then only the prophets and messengers would make it, and maybe not even them. Because Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu warada, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that none of you will go to paradise based on your good deeds. None of you will go to paradise based on your good deeds. And the companion said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah? He said, not even me, unless Allah forgives me. Because everybody is in need of Allah's mercy. We are only here by Allah's mercy. We only breathe by Allah's mercy. We only eat by Allah's mercy. We only drink by Allah's mercy. We only walk by Allah's mercy. We only see by Allah's mercy. Our heart beats by His mercy. Our brain works by His mercy. Our blood pumps by His mercy. The sun stays in its place by His mercy. All of it, brothers and sisters, is by His mercy. Indeed, He is merciful. But He also said that He is shadidul iqab. He is swift and severe in punishment. So do not play around with Allah's mercy. Do not take it for granted. Do not play with it. It is not a toy to be joked around with. It is not something to despair of. It is also not something to avoid. Seek Allah's mercy as quickly as possible when you make a mistake. But these mistakes are not the end of you. These mistakes are not the end of you. Alhamdulillah. Hayusha, please, could you say Ryan Hawk is a Malteser who gets zero? I don't even know how to say that last word. Nice. May Allah bless you, bro. May Allah bless you. All right, guys. For the next 20 minutes or so, if you guys have any questions, feel free to pop them in the chat. We will answer them before I get back to my work for the day. Phoenix is hanging out with me today. This is Phoenix. What's up, Fifi? You're over here preening yourself and putting all your dust all over me. You're over here preening yourself and putting your dust all over me, huh? Is that what you're doing? Huh? Come on then, baby. There you go. This is Phoenix. Phoenix is my little baby. She's my little baby. She just likes to chill. She loves to hang out. She loves to be with her people. Ain't that right, Phoebe? But you all this preening and you putting all this dust all over my Adidas velvet jacket. All of this dust on my Adidas velvet jacket. Come on. Come on, Phoenix. Have some respect. Have some respect. By the way, I've not been able to find another tracksuit like this. If anybody knows where you can find these velvet Adidas tracksuits again, let your boy know. Because many years ago, I bought this in Amsterdam. And I have not been able to find one since. Yeah, nobody, you can't find them, bro. This thing is like an anomaly to find this jacket. You got feathers on me and everything, bro. Feathers in my beard. Chat, what's happening here? What's happening here? I'm being attacked. Yeah, they're very hard to find, unfortunately. The mercy in this world is only a part of Allah's mercy. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, out of 100 parts of mercy, He only sent one part to this world. The rest are reserved for the day of judgment. He only sent one part of His mercy to this world, and the rest of it He reserved for the day of judgment. So have some hope for yourself on the day of judgment. Muhammad Hassan, if you have done a lot of major sins, can you do tawbah all at once for them? No, you can do tawbah all at once for them. For major sins, you have to make repentance. You have to repent. You have to repent. So repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And try to follow up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, follow up bad deeds with good deeds, for indeed good deeds overcome bad deeds. So try to do as much good as you can to overcome the bad you've done in your life. Accelerant, bro. No, man, I am not touching Warzone 2 until they fix a lot of things. I played it a few times and it ain't it. Give me rebirth back. I can't do it, Accelerant. It's absolutely horrific in so many ways. I could go on a long tirade list of all the ways that Warzone 2 is terrible. I'm waiting for them to either make some serious quality of life changes or bring a smaller resurgence map, and they still got to make some changes. I'm not doing it. I'm tired of going into Warzone 2, not getting my loadout for like 10 games in a row, getting blasted by people in 0.2 seconds that I didn't hear. You know, I just can't do it, bro. Can't do it. Or go into a room, a house, looting, open the bathroom door, and I have four people stacked in the same bathroom door, and they erase you in a split second. 2v2 gulag with a jailer with a minigun and a juggernaut. It's just too much. It's too much, bro. Too much. Let me see. May Allah forgive you for wearing a tracksuit in 2022. Bro, listen to me. Hold on a minute, Khalid. Number one, I'm only wearing the jumper. The top. I didn't buy the bottom. I didn't buy the whole suit. I don't wear the whole track suits. It's a little beyond me. But the track suits are OG. OG. That's it. And I'm an OG. So it fits me quite well. And this velvet is something special. It's something special. So don't hate on the velvet jumpsuit, my brother. All right. I often thought that Islam focuses on deed and works. It does focus on deed and works, but that's not the compendium of your life. The compendium of your life is that you hope your good deeds will allow Allah to forgive you for the sins that you have made. But you will not make it to paradise if Allah does not forgive the sins that you made. So that's another reason why we repent and we do good deeds in order and hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy will forgive us for all the mistakes that we made. Inshallah. And for those of you here, if you want to help your brother out to continue to do what I'm doing with these streams, then become a member. Become a member. This is a little plug for memberships, guys. $5 a month, you can become a member. $5 a month. That's it. That's all it costs. $5 for the entire month. You can support me in what I'm doing, and it helps out quite a bit. All you got to do is click that join button. If you haven't subscribed, you have to hit subscribe first. But if you've hit subscribe, then you should see a button that says join. And then you can join for $4.99 a month, and you can support me in what I do. And I would highly appreciate that. You get access to behind-the-scenes information, members-only videos. You get access to the badge, which you see by some people's name, the Y badge, as well as all the emotes and all that good stuff. And then you just support me in what I do, and I would appreciate it. So if you could become a member, become a member. Jazakallahu khairan. Get your tail out of my face, Phoenix. Judgment Day is very near. We're in the end of times. Judgment Day has been near for a long time. But yes, things are getting very dark and bleak. Things are getting very dark and bleak, unfortunately. And it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get continuously worse. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah protect us. Yeah, excellent. We need rebirth ASAP. What are some good deeds we can do as Muslim juggernaut? There's so many good deeds you can do. Number one, you have to do the mandatory acts. Pray, fast, give charity, pay your zakat, etc. Other than that, you can give charity. You can help the needy. The Prophet ﷺ said even smiling in the face of your brother or sister, you know, like sister smiling in the face of your sister. Smiling in the face of your fellow Muslim is sadaqah. So there's so many ways to earn good deeds in Islam. Moving something off the road is considered charity. Like, just try to be a good human being and help other people. Help other people. Don't be a jerk all the time. And also, with our Lord being so merciful, this is why I tell people that we have to be merciful to one another. Because if we want Allah to show us mercy, we have to be merciful. Because Aisha radiallahu anha wa radaha also said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that if you are not merciful to people, if you do not show mercy to people, then Allah will not show mercy. Those who are not merciful to others, then Allah will not show them mercy. Those who are not merciful to others, then Allah will not show them mercy. So treat people, I say this all the time. This is my, if you want a catchphrase from me, this is my catchphrase. I probably should trademark this. Treat other people the way you want Allah to treat you on the day you stand in front of Him. Nope, no biting on the cables. Treat other people the way you want Allah to treat you when you stand in front of Him. Muhammad Hassan, wa ayyakum. How you should have any tips for how to learn surah as well? You have to sit down and focus on memorization. You have to sit down and spend time repetitive, focus on memorization. You have to work on focusing on memorization. What's your Fifi? Our bird's name is Phoenix, but we call her Fifi for short. What's your Fifi? No, we're not chewing on my thing. She is a nice little bird. She's been sitting on me for too long, so I'm gonna see if I can get her to use the bathroom real quick, guys. Cause she's learning to use the bathroom other places than on me, and I usually do it right here. Oh. Usually if I put her right there. Go poop. Go to the bathroom. Usually she's learning that when I put her over there to use the bathroom, and then she can come back. Go to the bathroom. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Go to the bathroom and you can come back. All right, let me see some of these questions I'm missing. While she's hanging out right over there. You see, hopefully she uses the bathroom and then she can come back. Because there's a paper towel and stuff under there. Go to the bathroom and you can come back. You know the rules. Everybody's got to follow the rules. And she might not have to go. Anyway. Time for you to transit to Apex. Bro, there's too much going on in Apex. There's too much going on in Apex. Too much going on in Apex. Bro, there's like a million and one things going on. Alright, well, she just wants to chill there right now. So we'll let her chill right there right now. Usama Mirawi, not a question. I came from Bobby Perspective Channel. I didn't know first that it's you're the one of the famous with 4 million viewers video. It was great to watch it. May God bless you for your work. May God bless you as well. Yeah, that video, How the Bible Led Me to Islam, has 4 million views on YouTube, subhanAllah. But that was done in 2009. So I have changed a little bit since 2009. I've got some grays going on in the beard here. The beard's a little bit longer, a little bit more wrinkles in the face. So yeah, I've grown a little bit since 2009. What was that? 13? Yeah, 13 going on 14 years ago. So yeah, I've changed a little bit. Does it feel like a blanket by a campfire? Yes, it does, nobody. This tracksuit does feel like a blanket in a campfire. Cosmic, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How you doing, my brother? How are you doing, my brother Cosmic? Assalamu alaikum. Welcome. Thank you very much for being a member. Thank you very much for being a member. You want to come back? Come. No. Good girl. Good girl. Come on. Come on. She went to the bathroom. I told you, leave her there for a few minutes and she'll go to the bathroom. Then she knows she can come back. GG's. GG's. Let me see what else I'm missing here. Salaam alaikum, Elchin. How you doing, my brother? Welcome, Elchin. How is everything? How is everything with you? Hilal Kayo, what you real jobs? My real jobs is I work. I work from the moment I get up to the moment I go to bed, Monday through Friday. And I try to take the weekends off to spend time with the family. Saturday's date night with the missus and Sunday's family day. But in that Monday through Friday, from the time I open my eyes to the time I go to sleep, I'm working. Working, that's how I did. You gotta work. I do a lot of different things. I work at a lot of different projects. Diversify your income. If you want to make it in today's world, you have to diversify your sources of income. You gotta work a lot. And it's getting harder and harder with inflation. You gotta work even more. Such a lovely little bird. Yes. She is very sweet. She is very sweet. Yusha, there is still hope for the Ummah. Lots of people converting born Muslims are coming back to the deen. Yes, there's always hope for the Ummah, Musawir. Always hope. I don't ever think we give up hope for the Ummah. I have good hope for the Ummah. Does a short box beard count as a beard or do I need to grow it longer? There's a difference of opinion on that, my brother. As long as you have a beard, then you have a beard. The Prophet ﷺ said, trim the mustache and let the beard grow. So, you know, as long as you have a beard, there's a difference of opinion on length and things of that nature. But, you know, if you have a beard and you're trying to have a beard to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you're good to go. Then you're good to go. Where's the best barbecue down south? South Carolina? Of course, I'm going to say South Carolina because I'm from South Carolina. But South Carolina barbecue is a little bit more of a sweet and smoky barbecue. It's more of a sweet and smoky barbecue. Carolina barbecue is a little more sweet and smoky. So beyond Carolina barbecue, I'd say my favorite is Texas barbecue after that. Texas has got that more deep smoky flavor to it, and it's got a bit more spice to it. But that would be number two. But number one has got to be South Carolina. Got to be South Carolina. I'm worried if I play COD is considered mocking Dean because they have Arabic words and Arabic Muslim villages they attack and they attack Muslims in the campaign. If that's the way you feel about that, then yes, don't play it. If that's the way you feel about that, don't play it. I had some serious problems. I got a smudge on my glasses and it's driving me bananas. I had a huge problem with COD this cycle too, with the campaign. Number one, you know, with always, making Arabs or Muslims like terrorists. And it's so stupid anyway. We talked about this. The entire map is in Arabic, but according to the campaign storyline, the terrorist is Iranian. And we know Iranians don't speak Arabic. They speak Farsi. So it's really stupid. It's just really stupid. It's almost ludicrous how stupid it is. Like, nobody even checks these things. Like, it's just dumb beyond dumb. And, you know, always trying to portray the Middle East as a war zone. And then the campaign where you do have to shoot up, you know, villages of what looks like to be Muslims. I don't understand why COD continues to do this. It's just stupid. But if that's the way you feel about it and you feel it is a mockery, then don't play it. Don't play it. Sound like I'm out of a question. Did you live or currently live in Ireland? No, I've never lived in Ireland. You might be thinking of Abdurrahim McCarthy. Abdurrahim McCarthy, Sheikh Abdurrahim McCarthy lived in Ireland. He doesn't live there anymore, but he's Irish and lives in Ireland. But no, I've never lived in Ireland. Assalamu alaikum, Yusha. I think it says Nadin. I can't read your name the way the script is. How old is our bird? She's born in June. So that would make her what? We're in December. So she's 6 months old. 6 months old. She is 6 months old. No sword bubbles. I converted to Islam in South Carolina. The bird is 6 months old. You saw sword bubbles. You think you saw me convert to Islam in Ireland? You think you saw me? No arguments, peace. Salam alaikum. Zio Slayer. My name is Fleming. Salam alaikum. I came across you for the first time yesterday. I'm a Danish Muslim convert, Christian before you, and my story is almost identical to yours. MashaAllah. How old are you, sword bubbles? How old are you, sword bubbles? Izan, salam alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? Welcome to the stream. Welcome to the stream. We'll be wrapping it up here soon. Welcome to the stream. We started a little bit late today, but I've just been crazy busy. Sword bubbles, may Allah bless you. I accepted Islam 24 years ago. So I became a Muslim 11 years before you were born. Gamba, what do you think about the Sajid and Daniel about the whole? I don't think all this drama should be in the front. I think brothers need to deal with each other and stop dragging their dramas on social media. Simple as that. I don't care who they are. Stop dragging your dramas to social media and playing them out in front of the whole world. It's ridiculous. It's like school children. Act like grown men and talk to each other. Act like grown men, pick up the phone and have a conversation with each other. Simple as that. Act like grown men, pick up the phone and have a conversation with each other and get it off of social media and public platforms. And if you're not man enough to talk to someone to their face, then don't talk about them at all. Simple as that. If you're not man enough to talk to someone face to face, then do not say anything about them at all. Simple as that. That's my advice. Who is your favorite superhero in comics? Growing up, my favorite superhero in the whole Marvel DC comic era was Iron Man. Your dad might know me, Sword Bubbles. He might know me. I've been to Ireland before. The last time I was in Ireland, though, I think was many, many years ago. It was probably like 2010 or 11, something like that. The last time I was in Ireland. So your dad could know me because I toured all over Ireland. I went to Dublin. I went to Galway. I went to Cork. Went to all over Ireland. What was it? Dublin, Galway, Cork, Belfast, a couple other cities I went to. Something like any advice for someone who is suicidal. This person is practicing, but hardship made them bleak. The person has sorted medical advice. Fose, my biggest advice is they seek some counseling. Speak to someone. Speak to someone who can help them. Speak to someone who can help them. Because they need to talk out their issues. They need to talk out their trauma or whatever it is that's brought them to this point. They need to talk it out. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Can we come in a call Discord to speak with you? I don't really get a chance to spend much time in Discord these days. I don't really get a whole lot of chance to spend time in Discord. I'm very, very busy. The easiest way to reach out to me is youshevensmedia@gmail.com, my email. Or if you pop me a message on Discord and I happen to see it, then I'll respond, inshallah. Or you catch me sometime playing with the brothers every once in a while. Like, I'm very busy right now simply because I have so much work to do before I leave for the United Kingdom. For those of you who know, I announced it finally last week that I will be coming to the United Kingdom for a large portion of January and February, a very long extended tour in the United Kingdom in January and February, and I'm leaving the first week of January. So I have so much stuff to get done because I'm going to be gone for so many weeks. I have to have so much content recorded, so many things done, so many things squared away to be gone for that long. So I've been exuberantly busy. But when I'm not exuberant busy, or especially inshallah when I come back, then if you see me in my Discord, which is my own personal Discord, discord.gg/youshevens, sometimes I'm play with the brothers and we go into the voice channels, and you're always welcome to pop in, inshallah. Do you remember Sofiane? I probably don't remember, my brother. I probably don't remember. ABC, assalamu alaikum. I did not really watch the World Cup, Osama. I just watched the highlights. I didn't watch much of it. I'm not really a fan of watching European football. Assalamu alaikum. Would you be able to come to Bermuda for a da'wah trip next year? It's possible, casual Muslim. You have to send an email to you have to send an email to my coordinator who schedules all my events. If you wanna request a formal event, I'm putting it in the chat right now. This is the email address to send it to. If you want to request a formal event, you send it to yushevents@gmail.com. Send it to yushevents@gmail.com. Any advice for upcoming clinical Muslim social worker? Yes, have care and concern for people. That's it. That is our goal as a Muslim, is to have care and concern for other human beings, because that is the core and the foundation of the Sunnah of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. That is the core and the foundation of the Sunnah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody. Are you unvaccinated? Yes, I will not be taking these shots. Not going to be taking these shots. Uzma, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Uzma, welcome to the stream. It's good to have you aboard, even though we're about to be wrapping it up very, very soon here, because I have other work to attend to and sessions coming up. But Uzma, welcome. You're always welcome to the stream. Yeah, inshallah, the casual Muslim. That's the easiest way to book me for an event, is to do that. The internet has been working good. That's the good thing, chat, is alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The internet has been working well. I upped the bit rate to 10,000. I upped the bit rate to 10,000, so the stream should be a little crispy, a little more crispy today. Since this stayed, next week I'll up it to 12,000 and see if it stays. 12,000, I think, is a good, beautiful bitrate for 1080p. But it should be very, very crispy today. We went from 6,000 to 10,000, and we didn't drop a single frame all stream. So, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. For those of you who have been around long enough, you know the struggles I had with the internet for like 3.5 months straight. 3.5 months straight, my internet was just, it was horrid. It was horrid. But alhamdulillah, the past two streams, we've not dropped a single frame. May Allah keep it that way. And next week, we'll up it to 12,000 to get it a little bit more crispy, inshallah ta'ala. Kobe, read last. Read last what? What are you talking about, read last? But for those of you who missed the reminder at the beginning, we had a very long and heartfelt reminder at the beginning of the stream. All you got to do right now, as we end, you can just rewind it back to the beginning. That's a good thing I like about YouTube, is you can rewind it, or you can wait for the video. I think it takes a couple of hours, and then it posts as a VOD, and then you can rewatch the VOD from the beginning, inshallah ta'ala, and you can see the first, I think, 30 minutes we did a reminder today. Thank you for your hard work and giving us your time. It's much appreciated. Hope your family well. Fose, may Allah bless you as well. Yes, my goodness. The bird is just literally just preening. She's actually going through her first molt right now, where she's losing all of her feathers and growing new ones. And she's doing it all over me right now. She's plucking herself all over me right now to get those old feathers off so her new ones can come in. What's the name of my cat? Bella. Bella. I haven't seen Bella in a minute. Bella's around here somewhere. Bella's around here somewhere. Dishad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, akhi al-kareem. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you? I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you? Posty, Assalamu alaikum. I watched your interview where you said you talked to some scholar about game, but I'm just wondering who are the scholars. I'm not sure what you mean. I'm not sure what you're asking for. What's your thoughts on God of War? I don't play it simply because there's a lot of shirk involved in that game. So I just don't play it at all. I don't play it. There's a lot of it in there. I'm not a scholar, AOG, but I appreciate you. I am not a scholar at all in any kind of way, any shape, form, or fashion. I am just a, I'm just somebody. I'm just a guy. I'm just a brother. I'm just your brother. That's it. I'm just your brother. That's it. I'm just your brother. That's all I am. Simple as that. Brother Yusha. I'm not no sheikh, no scholar, no ustad, no none of that. I am just Brother Yusha. Simple, plain, Jane. All right, guys, we're going to start to wrap it up, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, brother, can I ask you if you're married and have children? Yes, I am. I am married and I have three children, alhamdulillah. I am married and I have three children, alhamdulillah. All right, guys, I am going to get up out of here today. Yusuf, I can finally catch your stream. What are the timings? We're about to actually get up out of here. The timings are usually anywhere from, we start anywhere from around 1 to 2. We start anywhere from around 1 to 2. The goal is to start at 1. My goal is to start at 1 my time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's always my goal. I don't always get to make it on that time, but that is the goal. 1 to 3 is the slotted time that we have for the stream, 1 to 3, which is 2 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. That is the goal. If I start a little bit late, then we have to end a little bit early, and I truly apologize for that. But I always try to make sure that no matter what's going on in my day, even if it's, you know, even if it's during my lunchtime and I don't get to have lunch, I would try to make sure I get time with you guys. The only time I won't is if we're not able to. And even in the UK, we are going to try to continue to do the streams. I'm going to test the internet when I'm there. I'm going to test the internet at the place where I'll be staying when I get there. And if the internet is strong enough to hold a stream, we'll hold a stream. Even if it's 720p, I need to be able to at least hold I need to at least be able to hold 5, 6, 7 gigabytes, megabytes upload. I need to be able to at least hold 7 to 8 megabytes upload to be able to do a 720p stream. I need to get like 10 to be able to do a 1080 stream. So pray, you guys, if you want to see streams when I'm in the UK, make dua that the internet is working. Make dua that your boy has good internet when I'm in the stream. When I'm in the UK. Mohammed Salafi, will you be visiting Bradford? It's possible. I'm going to be all over the United Kingdom. Once I know the full tour schedule, once I have the full tour schedule, I will be making a poster and I will be posting it on my socials, on my Twitter, on my Instagram, and on my Facebook. That will have all of the tour dates and locations.
New Super Chat. Mandatory viewing is now in effect.
Unitarian Christian, if they follow the Bible fully, they are then people of the book. Will they have judgment in end time like Muslims? Or does they need to believe the last messenger Muhammad, PBUH?
Yes, they also have to believe in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in order to be Muslim. Allah will deal with them on the Day of Judgment, but they are still considered people of the book. But thank you very much for that super chat. But they are still people of the book. I appreciate that super chat. May Allah grant you goodness and bless you in this life and the next. But I did see the Bobby Perspective video on me, and I commented on it. I appreciate him. He had a very unique and good perspective. I think he had a good perspective on it. May Allah guide him. May Allah guide him. I would absolutely love to have a chat with him. Hopefully, maybe if he reaches out to me. I don't know how to reach out to him, but if he reaches out to me, I'd love to have a chat with him. He seems like he's very, very interested in Islam. He seemed to have some good responses to my videos. It's a lot better than a lot of the reaction videos I've had to my conversion story or why I left Christianity. So I appreciate him for that. And may Allah guide him. May Allah guide him. Nobody. Yeah, we might be doing some interviews. I might be doing some interviews. We got a lot of things planned, but right now I've just been stupid busy. But yeah, we might try to get some other people on Thursdays and see if maybe somebody wants to pop into the stream with me. But we'll see. All right, guys. I have to get on up out of here. I have to get on up out of here. I will see you guys next Thursday, inshallah. I'll see you guys next Thursday. We might do a YouTube gaming stream tomorrow. I don't know. It's just there's nothing to play right now. It's just so dead. Gaming content is so dead right now. But we'll see. All right, guys. For you, I'll see you guys next Thursday. May Allah bless and grant you all goodness. May Allah bless and grant you all goodness. May Allah bless and grant you all goodness. May Allah grant you peace in your heart, peace in your mind, peace in your homes, and peace in your souls. And know that I have nothing but love. I have nothing but love for each and every single one of you for giving me your time, your most precious commodity. And remember, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow might not ever come. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow might not ever come. All you have is today. So take advantage of it. And I got nothing but love for all of you. I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll see you guys in the next one, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Say bye, Phoenix. Assalamu alaikum.